We do not like to think that there are still places on this planet where the population has to resort to eating insects and rodents and so on. We just don't like to think about it, but it's true. In fact, there's one country on the outskirts of dietary civilization in which the processing of flies and maggots and even rodent dung is officially condoned and controlled as food. I mean, officially, governmentally approved. Maybe we ought to send them some real food, you say. Well, first, let's hear the rest of the story. There are some nations whose citizens think nothing of eating fish raw. Civilized Japan is one. Sashimi, plain raw fish, and sushi, the same garnished with rice and seaweed, are considered delicacies by the Japanese and now by many Americans who dine in Japanese restaurants. Freshwater sashimi bears the potential hazard of worm infestation. Raw saltwater fish, they say, does not. The jury is still arguing hazards versus health benefits of such food. The French are another super civilized people, and yet they eat snails. And so do many stateside, tempted by the exotic sounding escargot on the menus of French restaurants. In parts of Mexico, grasshoppers and breadworms are considered perfectly acceptable food sources. In movie theaters in Peru and Ecuador, toasted leaf-cutting ants are sold instead of popcorn in theaters. But here's the difference. The Japanese eat raw fish, the French eat snails, the Mexicans eat grasshoppers, the Peruvians eat ants, intentionally, willingly. They have a choice, and they make it based on their own culinary heritage and personal preference. They don't have to eat that stuff. But there is one country in the world whose people have no choice, whose government dictates and regulates a diet widely considered repugnant among the people governed by that government. In an incredible culture, the masses are consuming flies and maggots and rodent remnants, even excrement. And they're eating such things of necessity. Their government says, even though it's entirely against their will, they don't want to, their government says they have to. Properly processed, it's argued that such food sources present no substantial health hazard. They're even rich in protein and even, according to some, enhance the taste of a meal. And volumes of charts are available which represent the specific nutritional values of flies and maggots and termites and worms and moths and so on. India, you would guess. No, East Indians have more respect for flies than that. Now, the government we are discussing allows 20 maggots per 100 grams of mushrooms sold in the grocery stores. 20 maggots per 100 grams. 30 fruit flies, or 15 house flies and 15 eggs and 1 maggot per 100 grams of tomato ketchup. There is no limitation whatever on the number of aphids and thrips and mites in apple butter. And the government agency which permits and regulates all of this, plus a wide variety of other insect and insect droppings and rodent parts and rodent droppings in the food consumed by the unwitting populace, that government agency is the Food and Drug Administration of the United States of America. And now you know the rest of the story.